ominous.
I'm knocking on the pieces of wood and walls, trying to find some kind of secret area. I just assume there would be behind somewhere. And I'm getting my trigger hand is itching, so I really want to blow something up, but I'm trying to figure out, be more calculated, and not just blow up the random things.
Alright, so you're knocking on the walls of the royalty corridor, and every knock echoes. It sounds like forever into the distance.
So I'm making a lot of noise, basically.
You make a lot of noise, and you're walking down, and you can't tell if the walls are hollow, or they're not hollow, or none of them are hollow, or all of them are solid. It's just, the noise doesn't make sense.
Alright, I'm just going to straight up scream and yell and demand assistance from these sprites that I might be able to hear running around. And I won't stop making noise until somebody stops.
That's thinking outside the box, I guess.
So a small sprite goes up to you and just goes up to your ear and aggressively says,
I just, like, pluck it from my shoulder and, like, hold it in front of my face. And it's like, show me where the cornerstone is!
I wouldn't know that. I'm just an intern.
And I do my glowy hands. Tell me or else.
Or else!
All right, I'm going to take him hostage, and I'm going to keep yelling, I got your friend over here. You don't tell me where this cornerstone is. Something bad's going to happen.
We have a sprite hostage.
If you have the sprite stop and stare at you, some go about their business, some zip off.
I wonder if you sprites actually bleed.
How to make friends.
That's a water action, isn't it?
Habits of highly defective people.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to keep harassing the sprite and keep asking him who his boss is, like who do we answer to.
Who do you work for?
Interrogation. Who do you work for?
I would work for the library. I'm an intern. They don't pay me.
And who's your boss?
I'm not sure. We just reorganized.
Who would know?
The secretary, probably.
Where is the secretary?
She's on vacation.
Where's... What? Is there somebody second in command?
Hmm?
Who else would know?
Oh, the secretary would know that. She made the reorg chart.
Yeah, that's it. No.
Look under R for reorganization chart.
Reorganization chart. That's a pretty good one. Great. I toss him aside, and I go look for this chart.
How are you looking for the chart?
I am... Yeah, I'm going to keep the sprite with me, frig it. And I'm going to be like, show me where that is! Are you going blowing up?
She doesn't know. She has no clue. Also, there are now sprite plops on the floor.
All right. This might intimidate me more. I'm going to open up my chest and absorb the poor little sprite. Nom, nom, nom.
Uh-oh.
At least trap it inside. Maybe.
You gain all its powers of cluelessness and inexperience. Intern, monster.
Excellent.
He's gone from intern to internal.
Anyways, I'm going to go look for... That's pretty good.
That's a pretty great description of the life of the average intern.
Suddenly I feel so unpaid and unappreciated.
At least if Welcome to Night Vale is anything to go by.
Yeah, so I guess I'm just going to go look for...
I'm going to speak back to Valara for now.
Sharks.
Yeah, so... I'm going to actually... I'm going to use my twin ability to split myself so I can search twice as fast. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to try searching again with a twin?
Yep.
An evil twin.
What do you have?
Yeah.
It is an evil twin. And a good
twin. Okay.
Let's see if you can become twice as lost.
Do you two have a sort of system set up?
What's that?
Do you two have a sort of system set up between you two, or are you just searching with the two of you?
I guess we'll try to, like, yeah, just split where we're looking and cover different ground. But, or we'll leapfrog or something. Yeah, we'll leapfrog. That's probably the best thing to do.
Leapfrog?
Yeah, I'll search a section, so I'll search the next one, then I'll search the one after her, and we'll cover more ground that way.
So this is like a big 3D array of shelves and levels of the library. What is, the next shelf?
That's a great question. I guess we'll just use our judgment. Okay, yeah.
All right, that sounds like you did again.
Mm-hmm.
So, just curious,
would that be considered the exact same action as before, or is that something different?
That's what I was asking about. I think it's not the same action as before.
Okay, good. Right. Because if it was the same action, it automatically fails.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. Wouldn't this be air coordinate a group?
I think it would be more of an air.
Okay.
But that's too tricky.
Isn't, okay.
All right. No problem.
Electricity, so air and electricity are, that's an outside failure.
Outside failure. Do you have anything in air?
I only have one in air. Yeah. Can I spend that anima to...
You can't spend your last anima, no.
Okay.
You can spend an anima in something else to make your decision be that anima.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you have a fire or a darkness, you can spend a fire to make it a fire, which would be an outside success.
Right. Which means you add a fire to the deck.
Yes,
it's an anima surge.
Let's go ahead and do that then.
All right. So
I don't think we've done that yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Yeah.
Okay.
I've done that plenty.
All right, so you're scratching off one of your fires, at least for the rest of this session.
Yep.
The fire's being added to the deck. It may change the environment, but that's up to Chicky to decide.
The library now has fire.
It's a problem.
The library would be less pacifistic.
Yeah, exactly.
Generally, that makes sense when someone is threatening and eating its intern.
They start talking more Laozu.
So yeah, so the fires is an
there are entire chance. Rooms with memoirs written by Patton. That's it. Okay, so we get fire. That's outside success. So that's not a complete success, but something.
You succeed, but something bad happens.
But there's a qualifying thing. Yeah. Okay. Some right.
You guys finally do manage to find Alsec.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And, I mean, you're starting to kind of figure out how these maps are orientated. They have numbers on the shelves, but the numbers represent which shelf of the first letter those are. So there's a B13 and there's an E13, for example.
I got a question, Chicky. Whatever happened to the character that you control?
Edwina?
Yeah.
Edwina has been crawling along the walls and ceilings all this time and occasionally disappearing into a smile.
Okay.
You know, she uses the painted vice thing to disappear and camouflage and get up to all sorts of trickery.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
every now and then you'll just see a big smile, big familiar smile, and maybe a cackle before it disappears again.
Great. I just wanted to help.
Okay, so we find the L section, but you said it's organized weirdly. What was that again? There's numbers?
You're starting to figure out how it's organized with the shelves. And okay. So you use that to make your way from 113 to another 13 to another 13, you know, until you find the L section.
Okay.
It's not entirely clear why the shelves are where they are yet, but you know when you're progressing along the same letter when you're moving up or down one now.
So is there a library book?
L-A-A-A, L-A-A-B, L-A-A-C.
Lots of books, yeah. Okay.
Ginger Snap.
Mm-hmm. Hello? It's Laura. Hello?
I see you there.
No, I don't. Actually, that's disturbing.
Oh.
So, Laura, here is an echo way, way, way far away saying hello.
I shout back. Hello. We both shout back, I guess. Yeah.
Crazy echo in here, huh? It's like I'm hearing you from two different... Oh, wait.
Fixed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zalara 1, Zalara 2.
Yeah, so are the Zalaras together? Or do we get separated? Which one?
You guys kept together with the leapfrogging thing.
Okay.
You always were in sight.
Right on.
So it's your choice how your Zalaras act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I might have a lead. Where are you?
I'm in the L section. There's a lot of L's.
Yeah. Well, get the L out of there and come help me.
Looking for a library map or atlas.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you got there from here?
The angry Zalara says, "We kept walking."
The angry Zalara
says, "Like, no, we." Okay, come on, come on. I start arguing with myself. Like, you're so mean sometimes. And it's like, yeah, there's arguing back and forth going on.
Okay, you guys keep arguing. I'll follow the sound of your voices.
Okay.
That's going to be contested action.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be fine. Something that's going to be light.
Again, okay. Draw.
Jason?
I already had it. All right, here we go. Oh, air.
That's an inside failure.
Wow, man. Last time we were having, like, all successes. Now we're getting, like, failures all around.
Crazy. Well, we were beating ass last time. This time we're trying to like, be social.
That's true. Yeah, and that's, like, one of the things I'm not good at. This
reminds me of university. I hated research. I hated research. It's the worst.
Me too.
I'm so bad at it.
Did you have another one of the whatever it was?
Air?
Light.
I have light. Well, light. I don't have any light.
Oh. Well,
you have one light to start off with.
Right,
so.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So inside failure, you fail, but something good happens.
Now, in saying that, what was your character again, Madison?
Zalara.
Zalara can do a assist surge if you so choose, but that does mean burning one of your things again.
Same thing. Right. Oh, because we're in the same scene. I could find someone to help. Right. I don't think so. I've already burned an anima. So, and it's an outside failure. So.
Yeah.
So I didn't find Zalara, but something good happens.
You walk through the stacks trying to find Zalara, and you keep walking towards the echoes, but they always seem quieter and louder no matter which direction you go in, like they're both quieter and louder.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. You come across another opening in the maps room. There's this big old stained glass window. There's these shafts of light. Like, the shafts of light are slowly moving through the window and then disappearing, vanishing into nothing. while new shafts of light are coming from the window. And in front of the stained glass window, in front and below, there is a number of pedestals with books upon them, huge books, thousands of pages in one binding.
Might be onto something here. Okay. Let's go check out the big books.
Most of them are blank on the covers. When you open up the books, they open like normal books, and there's just blankness and blankness and blankness. Some of them are, it's like they've been spilled over with ink. There are exactly two books here, which still have something on the cover. One is labeled Jazz Hala. The other is labeled the Grand Lunar Library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dominus.
So I'm picturing this when it goes back to the scene. I'm already covered in a bunch of imp blood. I probably have been going on a bit of a slaughter fest, trying to find who exactly who is in charge here. And I'm getting my frustrations are completely over the top. So like, there's probably singeing books around me and blood imp, and I'm just like.
I think you're just shoving handfuls of sprites into your chest cavity, shouting, "Give someone to blow
away."
Give me an answer.
It's like I'll lure them out. I'll just kill all the sprites, and then somebody has to come out and show that they have.
You're absorbing all their knowledge.
Maybe that. I don't know. But I'm just killing. That's straight up, like, that is what I'm good at.
This section of the library has become completely empty. Sprites are running away screaming. Someone is one of them is screaming, "Go get the Punisher."
The Punisher.
The Punisher.
Give me the claw. Yep. The Colonel.
It's just another imp. It's like
a metal granny with a gigantic ruler.
Gun in one wing.
This big skull on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Get the Punisher, right. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
It's a 50-foot tall iron granny with a giant ruler.
I'm thinking more of she's the Penguin from the Blues Brothers. Very mysterious nun who just like swoops in without her feet moving.
The books on the walls nearby you begin to disappear from the shell, from the painted shelves. They just black paint where the books used to be. Mm-hmm. And the archways are starting to disappear and filled in just by solid wall, not bookshelf, just actual solid wall. You know, the staircases are starting just to fall back into the walls. Now, your living weapon thing, when it works on people who aren't Eidolons, or whatever, does it,
Does it release them the same way? It's generally that you can be absorbed until you die, or based on how much power you have. So the more powerful you are, the longer it takes to absorb. But you can kill them that way, too. But if the least power, they just kind of, they have no powers, they're just completely just devoured instantly, pretty much.
Lovely. Charming.
Yeah. So books are starting to disappear from the shelves. The exits are getting closed off. Ends of hallways seem to be coming closer to you.
Oh, no. I'm trying to do this old trick. So, any books on strategies right behind me? I'm joking. So the walls are coming in on me?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to use my inverse and fly upside down in hopes to get out of this predicament.
All right. The ceiling is... you aren't in a place with this ceiling. You find yourself floating above the moon as you watch the section of the library beneath you get smaller and smaller until you see that it's close itself off entirely. You are now above the Great Library. You just see rows upon rows upon rows upon rows of shelves and stacks rising up and like skyscrapers on the lunar surface.
Hmm. Oh, so it's like open to space or the sky above?
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm. That's how you got there.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And there's no spot that looks... Yeah. So no one, no air part of the place looks more important than another, is there?
Not as far as you can tell. There might be an order to the chaos, but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to have to land back down somewhere.
The part where you... the part you started in?
Yep. And just shout out, you have to do better than that. Goading them on.
Rushing out of the room.
What do you say? Looks
beginning to blank.
Uh-oh.
So it sounds like the library is actually trying to protect the books and contain
it. It's like self-destruct.
All right, back to Zalara.
Did I find LIB yet?
Huh?
Did I find LIB yet?
Liberia. Yes, you do find LIB.
Okay. What's there? What do I find?
You find a lot of books on the regions of Liberia and Libya and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Real life names, real world names with fantasy names of some sort or another.
Right. Nothing that says library, right?
There's tons of ones that say library.
Oh, okay. Just
like Library of Rhinos, the Library of Jazpalma, and Library of such and such town.
There's no library, comma, Great Lunar? Or just, you know?
Not that you can find here.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
maybe there's a reference card that says, you know, Library, comma, Grand Lunar, see Pedestal Room.
I guess Zalara's dark side is starting to get really frustrated, and her fire aura is starting to, like, expand as she's, like, raging to herself and swearing and cursing and stomping around. And the good Zalara is trying to calm her down and be like, honey, it's okay. We'll figure this out. We'll go have a little break. But Zalara is just like, so I don't know if like the books are starting to catch fire or something.
Yes, like, join me.
Starting to lose it here. Starting to lose her patience, seriously.
The books begin going, Books begin going blank on the shelves. The shelves extend to cover off the spaces in between them. You're slowly being trapped in a smaller and smaller room.
Oh, okay.
That's going to go over real well.
Yeah. Okay, I guess the good Zalara will pick up the other one and use her stretchy acrobatic powers to climb up the shelves, extending her arms and try to get above the library.
All right, so you're climbing up the library.
Yep.
Ginger snap.
Yeah. All right. So we have two books that actually have something in them, which coincidentally happen to have the names of the two realms we know currently exist. So, Jazhalla, I know about. It's a place full of very hungry Vikings and dubstep ice giants. So we leave that one for now. Let us open the tome that reads Great Lunar Library. And see what we can... Oh my god, it's on fire! Is that... I can't tell if it's Dominos or Zalara, but there's a picture of this book of a section of the library that's on fire.
You open the book, you open the tome, and as you throw it open, you find yourself floating above the moon. You see these like control buttons floating in the air in front of you, like zoom, and search, and rotate. And it's like there's a model of the Great Lunar Library in front of you. And as you get a nice full view of all of it, you can see sections that are changing and moving and growing. You can flip on the X-ray button, and you can see the part where it started drilling into the surface of the moon. to the underground facilities, the storage and archives and tapes.
Huh. So it's books and almost part of it all is the center of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And in the center of the moon, there's the cornerstone.
Thanks to we're on the same page, I guess, though.
That's odd. What are these little sections that have little red exclamation points on them? Oh, no.
That's hey, okay. you just see me. Ah! And you just see like
Oh, look, they have a Twitter feed. Oh God, make it stop. Send help.
Send help.
All right. Well, no wonder we can't find anything if the building's constantly changing and evolving.
I was onto something.
Okay, I guess we should try the search. I'll need to run 3 searches, possibly 4. Because I just don't know if Zalara is still split in 2 or not. She could have been separated from herself.
Can we see each other now, if we're, like, above the library?
Well, I may be virtually above the library. You might be actually above the library.
Oh, okay. Right.
Virtually above. Gingersnap is virtually above the library. Zalara and Dominus are above the library, actually, but they're hundreds of kilometers apart.
Okay, geez.
You can see each other as much as you can see specks in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But in that case, if I tried to search the library, I wouldn't be able to find either of you.
Mm-hmm.
Why, are you going to try the search function, or what are you doing?
I'm going to try searching for the rest of the group.
Who do you search for first?
Well, the last person I spoke to was Zalara, so I'll try and see if I can find her first.
All right, you see 2 dots pop up near some of the red exclamation marks, which are both marked Zalara, and one of them is marked library card revoked. Do fine.
We get really pissed if there's library fees associated with this. Dang.
Okay. That doesn't sound good. I guess now we type in Domino's Prime.
The exclamation point just keeps growing bigger. You can't even see the dot. It's just the giant
exclamation points. Do fines. Library card revoked. License revoked. Punisher is active.
Punisher. Not good at all. Don't like that.
Oh, man. All right. Well, one last search. Cornerstone. We got to get something out of this.
See vaults.
Vaults. Must be the underground
vault,
section.
Run, vaults, run.
The x-ray vision part of it turns on, and it turns off the overlay of the surface. And when you type in vaults, it is just highlighted in blue, tons of boxes in the subsurface of the moon.
It's being held in the Kristoff vaults.